is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North, in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us. It's been a while since we did a show together, so it's good to have you back on. We have a great topic today that has been on our Facebook page and social media, and we got a lot of great responses, and this is the question. So, and we know everybody's been busy during the summertime, as we know. It's almost to an end now. This is our last show of the summer officially, and then, of course, we are back to school. So we're looking forward to that in a way. But it's also sad. I think it's like a bittersweet. I always think, Lynn, you know, when the summer comes to an end, it's kind of like, oh, it's like another year's coming. You know, our kids are getting a year older. And, you know, I don't know. I get a little sad. I get mixed emotions, I guess, with, you know, summer coming to an end. Because I enjoy the summer. It's a fun time. And the kids enjoy it.
Too.
Weather's nice, you know. So it's just a different environment. You know, you get to go to the beach a day or two, hopefully, you know, if most people take their vacation. So it's
right.
A fun time.
Right. Yeah.
It's a fun time for the families,
yeah.
Usually. So, but anyway, we want to also wish everybody, you know, a very great, successful school year to all the kids and to all the parents. I know a lot of parents also are looking forward to it because they're saying, now my kids are going back to school and I don't have to entertain them anymore. So,
there you go. That's me.
So there you go. Well, that's for you, Lynn, you know.
Right.
So, but no, there's a lot of parents that obviously are looking forward to their kids going back to school and, you know, this way they get some work done around the house and other stuff they're able to do. So, but anyway, but back to the topic we had. This was actually posted up there back on August the 2nd, so it's a month ago. The question was, the goal of every autism parent is to have their child grow up and be independent and become functioning and a member of society. We asked you, how do you motivate your child or adult Do you use encouragement, thanking the child for the work he or she has done? Or do you use praise, which is giving your child a reward or saying how proud you are of him or her? And we wanted to hear from you what works best for you. And some of the experts say that encouragement fosters self-reliance and that praise tends to foster dependence on others. So there is a difference, and we wanted to discuss this on the show. And we have a lot of responses, Lynn, and I know you have even more than I do. So why don't you start off with some of your replies from our listeners?
Okay. I had a couple of people write in, and again, I would like to thank those people for giving us your thoughts. The first person wrote both, that she uses both, but encouragement more. The next person wrote, I use encouragement, but sometimes I have to reward her too, her daughter too, and say, good girl, you can do it, thank you, we are so proud of you. Sometimes she has to use reward, like food rewards, or buy her beads, or watches, or things she likes. Okay, next person said, I use both, depending on the situation. That's probably not helpful, sorry. I use the term independent. None of us are completely independent. That's reality. It's more a question of how interdependent we are. This also depends on the situation. Well, that person got me a little confused with that answer there. That's kind of, okay, this person wrote, next person wrote, the more praise, the better. If we spend too much time only correcting and telling them what's wrong with their behavior, they define their attitude based on the notion and expectation. Think of it as, you don't think I can, so why bother trying? You're just going to tell me I'm doing something wrong. It's uplifting to speak enabling and encouraging words. Just like parents use phrases like soft hands or use your words, they also need to use, you are doing a good job, I can see how hard you're trying, you can do it. Empower the love and actually believe in the person, not the label. Throw out any negative thing professionals might have said. Remember, functional is just a term. It doesn't define the heart and the soul of the person. I love that. That was a really nice answer.
That is. That's great.
And said, good job. She wrote, good job to all the hardworking and loving parent warriors. And then I had, that was all as far as my answers. You had some people too, Paul?
Yes, I did. Okay. Actually, I had a couple from over in England. These are our fans out in England. She says, hi, folks. I use both methods with my 23-year-old. Every child with autism is different, and as such, will require a different way to help them. You moms, she says mums, because
right,
that's
mums.
From UK, and dads know best to keep with your instincts and keep loving and supporting your children. I thought that was very nice.
Yeah,
and,
that is true. Mm-hmm.
That's from Kevin Murphy in the UK. So, mm-hmm. And then we have another one who wrote, I believe in using either method alone would be a disservice to the person, she says. However, the right amount of both is essential in guiding their path through life. So I thought that was an interesting
take. That's interesting,
take.
Too. Yeah, that's a different take.
But, you know, I think, totally. I think, to be honest with you, I know personally, I never thought about it. I personally never gave thought of that question. But it's actually, like I said, there's a whole thing about experts about using this as a way to help your child grow with either education or whatever they're, you know, trying to accomplish.
Right.
You know, we use this as to help them function better. But the funny thing is, I think I just naturally have done both, and I'm sure you have too. And I'm sure, I think a lot of our parents have done both without even thinking about it. If you think about
it, probably, yeah.
You know, but now, you know, nowadays everything is analyzed and put in perspective, and, you know, they use data to actually show studies on things. So it's a little different than it was, you know, when we were kids, you know?
Yeah. And it kind of came to my attention through something I saw, from on one of the sites that there is a difference, and one does foster. Now, this is not necessarily only for autism. Also, I should make clear, they're just saying in general for parenting skills, that they're saying encouragement is fosters more independence, and they're saying, the pros are it recognizes and fosters continual growth and effort. Children gain a sense that their own abilities can get them what they want and need. It emphasizes progress, effort, and improvement rather than just results. So it allows children to learn about rather than measure themselves or compare them to other children. Doesn't build false self-esteem. It does not do for children what they can do for themselves. I just never thought about it, at all. And when
sure.
I saw these things, I said, it's kind of a good point. Like, in other words, instead of saying what a smart kid you are, you could say, I can tell you're working hard by reading because you finished a longer book.
Right.
Now, that kind of thing. Like, the way you word it, I guess, they're trying to say could be different. And saying,
right. It could have a different impact on the child, basically.
Exactly. Like, saying what a pretty picture, you could say the colors you chose for that sunset are unique. Instead of saying, these are some examples that I read about, you are so strong. This is the first time you've jumped rope without stumbling, instead of saying that. You are so organized. Say, I appreciate the way you organize the shelf. It makes it easier to find everything. Instead of saying, I'm so proud of you, say, you look proud of yourself. You really proved you can do it. So, to myself, for my own, with my own kids, I thought, that's kind of interesting if you think about it. You are sort of, if you keep saying that, I'm so proud of you. You're such a good boy. It's not really saying to him that he did it himself.
Right.
It was just interesting. I mean, in all fairness to us as parents, we're struggling just get to the day to day basics.
Of course,
the severe kids. I mean,
But it's an interesting topic. It's something that you, like I said, you never really think about it. And I know I never thought about it. And it's just something, like I said, that comes natural to most of us. Without even thinking about it.
Yeah, and this was actually Rudolf Drucker taught us, a child needs encouragement like a plant needs water. Encouragement is providing opportunities for children to develop the perceptions. I am capable, I can contribute, I can use my personal power in useful ways to improve my life and the lives of others. So I just, that was interesting to me. And there were more examples that I won't get into it, but I just found it to be an interesting topic.
It is.
Praise them more. Huh?
And it's gotten a lot of this topic has gotten a lot of press. I mean, I don't know if you saw, but it was on PBS recently. They actually talked about it.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, 25 years ago, there was a study. This is interesting. I'm going to read this from the PBS website. Actually,
okay.
They began reading about the dangers of praise. Actually.
Right. Well, that's exactly.
And they were saying this woman said she was completely shocked by what I was learning. Praise the feel good strategy of choice is not good for a kid, she said.
Right.
And she goes, how could that be?
Yeah.
So she spent years talking with professionals and reading about the effects of praise and observing how my own children respond to encouragement instead of praise. And she said she was soon convinced to close the door on praise and focus on building an encouragement household. And even today, with all the research available to parents, she goes, I still hear, how can that be? How can I say, good job, or I'm proud of you, be bad?
Right.
It makes your child happy. It makes them feel good, and it's easy.
Right.
And she goes, I understand it can be a difficult habit to break, and the fact that it feels good only increases the resistance to giving it up. And she says, and she breaks it down. Actually, the problems with praise. Praise focuses on perfection rather than progress and improvement. A wrong, right or wrong outcome rather than a meaningful experience. Good or bad decisions rather than decision-making process. Pride or disappointment rather than acceptance and support. So that was some of the things that you were saying, too.
Yeah, similar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like here, she says, praise trains children to depend on constant feedback regarding what a great job they're doing.
Exactly.
The dependency shatters rather than builds a child's self-esteem. Praise trains children to inquire, do you like it? Did I do a good job? Are you proud of me? Did I do it right? Children begin to believe that what others think is more important than what they think about their choices, actions, and accomplishments, and their mistakes. Praise can jeopardize the child's ability to develop their own internal compass to guide their decision-making process. Praise fractures the relationships between the parent and child without even realizing it. Parents may be using praise as a tool to direct or manipulate the child's behavior. The message is clear. I approve of you when you do X, and I do not approve of you when you do Z. Living with this kind of constant judgment can not only damage the child's confidence, but also the relationship. And then she says, so if not praise, what? This is the remedy. The remedy to the problem of praise is encouragement. Encouragement can be given at any time to anyone in any situation. It's an observation and acknowledgement, a statement that focuses on effort, improvement, choice, and helps promote self-esteem and a sense of well-being, confidence, insight, and resilience. Encouragement is often confused with praise. And here's a story to illustrate the difference. A child comes home from school with an A on an English test. The parent says, "Good job. You are so smart. Let's put it on the fridge." A few weeks later, the same child comes home with a D on her science test. How would the parent respond to this child? "We have a problem. We have to fix this. Maybe we should hire a tutor. What were you thinking? I know you can do better." In this light, it's easy to see the limitations of praise. How do you praise? As a parent, we inadvertently send messages that we are disappointed and bring the learning process to a halt. In the encouraging household, the same scenario might look something like this. Parents observe and ask questions. "You got an A on a test. Tell me about that. Was it easy? Did you do anything differently? What did you now do? Did you not do before? How is your relationship with your teacher? What does he do that works well for you? What have you done to overcome any challenges that you met? Is this a subject that's interesting to you? Or something like, wow, you got a D. Tell me about that. What do you think happened? Did you actually study? Is the grade deserved? What would you do differently? Did you know anything new? What did you know about the teacher's style or their learning style? If you're preoccupied about feeling proud or disappointment, you miss the opportunity to be curious and help your child learn more about himself or herself and their learning style and situation and what might do differently the next time. After all, it's more important that the child knows himself than is for you to pass judgment on his or her experience. So use encouragement on a regular basis. And they say create an internal framework for themselves in which self assesses their lives, their choices, attitudes, actions, and behaviors, as well as their preferences and their progress. Figure out what is important to them, which will make it possible for them to create a satisfying and meaningful, adultful life. Spend less time asking the outside world to measure their worth as people.
Right.
More than other tools, concept, or skill, I use encouragement for my strategy of choice. I consider encouragement a way of being. I believe that if a parent develops and masters the art of encouragement, they will experience dramatic and lasting changes in both the children's behavior and the quality of the relationship between parent and child. Can you think of a situation when your child would have experienced the benefit of encouragement instead of praise? And that's what we wanted to hear from you. So there it is, wrapped up in a nutshell. So it's a big topic, Lynn.
It's a very big topic. And it makes you think, like, what it was.
Well, you know, it's funny. I start reflecting on myself, and I think my parents didn't use the proper technique, but they didn't know any difference.
I don't think any parent back
then. No.
You know, when we were younger, I don't even think.
You get a D. Well, what happened? You know, what did you do? You know, you get yelled at. And you're like, what's this grade? You know, and like, I know there were some classes that I struggled in, and I studied hard and still ended up with a C or a D, you know.
Right.
And it was tough, you know, but you know, they didn't know, unfortunately, my parents didn't know that I had a severe learning disability. So it was different back then. It was very different. So,
very different back then.
But once we got that under wraps, then my learning curve went, you know, 100% better. So,
They didn't know about certain things.
They didn't know.
Today. And
so I think
people are angry in some ways that they overdiagnose. I don't know. To me, it's a good thing that they do because they catch things early on.
That could be avoided. There's certain things. You know, there's some of these kids where they might be diagnosed with autism at a very young age, and basically they lose that diagnosis. So maybe it was just that they were delayed and not so much autism.
Right.
And so that they lose their diagnosis. And I think that happens very commonly.
Yes.
So when you look at a lot of statistics today, when we say 1 out of 45 here in New Jersey, that number may be slightly miskewed, you know.
Right.
So that's just, you know, what I think anyway. But anyway, that's a great topic, and we want to thank all our listeners out there for participating in that question of the week. It was a lot of fun, of course, because like I said, it's one of those things you don't really think about too often.
I think I'm going to hang this on my refrigerator so I can... You know, look at it when I am praising.
You start saying, well, you know what? I think I've made some mistakes. I think I've actually not, I didn't do this right, you know?
Right, exactly.
So,
can't hurt. And, you know, as parents, you're always from the second they're born, you're learning. The learning curve just keeps going. You know.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, nobody teaches you how to be a parent. Let's be honest.
Exactly. That's it.
There really is no manual because number one, every person is different and every child is different.
Right.
And there's no manual for it all.
Right.
You know, there are books out there about parenting and stuff like that, but you know what? Right. A lot of it's opinionated about certain techniques on how to raise a child and, you know, how to raise a baby. Like there's books, you know, Dr. Spock, I think it was, had a book, remember, how to, you know, they used to do these methods where they let the baby cry it out, not pick up the baby and self-soothing and all these. And there was so much controversy about all this stuff. And there still is today on how to raise a child.
Yeah, it's a big,
and you know, the bottom line for me as a parent, I just want to give my child a lot of love and make sure they're safe and protected at the end of the day and not have to worry about a lot of the stresses that you and I have to worry about every day. So whether it's worrying about finances, health, or whatever, we really try not to bring our child into that so that they can focus on their schooling and hopefully get a degree, you know, one day to go to college and then get a good career for themselves and able to be successful. You know, and that's the bottom line. And happy. You know, you want them to be happy. That's the real important thing.
And I think acceptance, we always think about this too.
Of course.
Acceptance, like that one mother wrote in to me, that's number one. I mean, you got to accept your child the way they are.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how, you know, and a lot of autism parents struggle with that, you know, that, and I think the best thing that you can do for your child, I thank my father for saying this to me when Michael was first diagnosed, is like, you have to accept it and you have to just, that's your child and that's the way he is and you have to, you know, make, and just focus on the positives, you know, and that's what I've always done with Michael, you know, and I think he's benefiting from it, you know, and I mean, this whole summer for me has been like, whoa, like skyrocketed, some huge successes with him that I never expected. This past one or two years, my God, just took off, you know, so you just never know.
For sure.
Just hang in there.
Absolutely.
It's a rough ride.
It's a long road, but you know what? When you have success, it makes it all sweet and worth it in the end, you know?
Right, exactly.
So enjoy those moments of success and definitely celebrate them too. I always say that. I just want to give a shout out to our good friend Paul at Automotive Repair. He's over on Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey, 638. Highway Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you have any issues with your vehicle, he's an honest repairman who does great work, really takes care of his customers. He's kept our autism radio van on the road for many years, which we were told by other mechanics back in the day it was time to hang it up. And you know what? He's done great work on our van, and you know, we're able to take kids to events and do great things and get out there in the community. He just does a great job, and I want to give him a shout out. If you're in the area and you need a good, honest repairman who does great, great work, give him a call today at 973-584-1035. Again, his number is 973-584-1035, and just ask for Paul, and make sure you mention Autism Radio. So definitely give him a plug, and I'm sure he'll even give you a little bit of discount on an oil change or something. So, but he does great work over there, and we just want to mention and celebrate the people that have helped us, you know, so much. So there's so many people that have helped us along the way, and Paul's just such a great guy over there. So definitely feel free to stop by if you have a problem with your car. Anyway, Lynn, I want to get at this out there before we got to go. Casino night, guys. We got 3 weeks left to get tickets for this great event. It's coming up. I can't believe it. It's 3 weeks away. It feels like, oh, my God, we've been talking about this for so long. You know, September the 24th, guys. We still offer the special right now. You can get two tickets special for $150 per couple, which includes $500 in casino chips, includes a full cocktail hour, full buffet, open premium bar, the casino money, a silent auction, and also a DJ. And also on top of it, for anybody that's a UFC fan, Frankie Edgar is going to be there, guys. This is huge. This is tremendous news that you know, we're going to have such a great athlete and ambassador of the sport of MMA to be a part of our casino night. He's really a true star. He's a New Jersey guy. from Toms River, New Jersey. So we even love him even more because he's a local guy. He's in the Hall of Fame of wrestling in the state of New Jersey for high school. And, you know, he's just such a superstar. And he goes as Frankie the Answer Edgar. And you definitely want to go to autismradio.org/tickets to get your tickets today. Or you can just go to autismradio.org and get your tickets today. If you guys are huge UFC fans, definitely don't want to miss this rare opportunity to hang out with Frankie, get to gamble with him, get some autographs, pictures. You know, we're really honored to have someone of Frankie's caliber at our event. Also, Matt Cure, who is a stunt double for Keanu Reeves, is also going to be in attendance as well. You can get to meet him. He looks just like Keanu, just a great guy, very big supporter for Autism Radio. We really want to thank him for being there. We also might have some other guest celebrities. We're not sure right now because a lot of them are away for the summer, so it's a tough time of the year. But we do have confirmed that Frankie Edgar will be in attendance, and we don't want you guys to miss out. So definitely get your tickets today, and we're really looking forward to it. Also want to give a shout-out to Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts. Every other Friday, we have an autism class for your kids that's free of charge. It's at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey, in Sussex, New Jersey. Class is run by Master Dave Fritz, who has over 32 years of experience in martial arts and several generations of black belts also. And, you know, it's just a fun class, and yet the kids are also learning some great martial arts. And they also offer a ton of other martial art programs for adults and for children as well, and for women, self-defense courses. And they also do anti-bullying as well as survival workshops, too. They do things where survival techniques you get to learn to go out in the woods and kind of live on your own. So it's a lot of great stuff. It's a family there, great environment, great people that I love, near and dear to my heart. Everyone there is such great people. They make you feel so welcomed. And we have about 12 kids in our autism class right now every other week, and they're just loving the class, and more are joining as we go along. So we want to give a shout out. Also want to thank Calvin Damon from Toyota World in Newton, New Jersey. Give him a shout out as well from the Sussex County Fair. I'll be meeting with him up shortly to see how much money was raised for autismradio.org. So we're really excited about that. So that's about it. But we want to thank everybody, as always, Lynn, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. Wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Take care, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.